electrical system is telling it to run, but your niece is too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train? Led by a man who wants to break the chains. Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Where brave men called out for a wall built by Crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
May 28th, 2023, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. Today, we need help more than ever before. Just go to my website and click on the blue consultation tab. Send me a note if you'd like to make a donation. That's on mastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. And let me know. And I'll send you an invoice of what you'd like to, let me know what you'd like to donate, and I'll send you an invoice. And we've been working really hard to get you and the whole Master Survivor audience the truth and news you can use So your donation will really be appreciated. Keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to revolutionradio.com or freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. All you farmers out there, listen up. I'm talking to you farmers and ranchers. Listen up. I'm sending out a big alert. Our wonderful globalists may be pushing a new pandemic very soon and say it's this deadly Avian virus out of Brazil, i.e. the bird flu. This is not conjecture. This is not supposition. In Brazil, they've already announced this. Just Google bird flu Brazil 2023, and you can see for yourself. See all the headlines and read Brazil declares 180-day health emergency amid the Avian flu, the bird flu. And, of course, you know Lefty Lulu stole the election from Bolsonaro. So Brazil is under deep state control, and they're launching this bird flu. It's all fake, of course. And they already have the bird flu vaccine ready to go, and we'll be pushing that as well. The bottom line is they will stir everyone up, and then the Biden administration will come after all the chickens in the country and destroy them to protect you from this Avian flu and make you take the vaccine. I can't make this stuff up. Just a little heads up to you ranchers and farmers out there that have chickens. Biden's coming after them, and he's going to implement another pandemic with a new. It's all part of the WHO. You can, like I said, you can go to just Google bird flu Brazil 2023. You read it for yourself. You don't want anybody else talking about this because the whole population is distracted, you know. They don't want to believe it. I've told a couple of people they don't believe it. I said, well, Google it. Anyway, they're getting so distracted right now with all this transgender wokeness that's being pushed in your face. And that has nothing to do with liberation. It is a specific mechanism put in place to destroy our culture and our country and keep you distracted from seeing the next pandemic bird flu launch. The distraction's working really well. In a nutshell, they're programming the population to go queer or lose your job, your kids, or your company. You think I'm just being hysterical? Well, you better wake up and think again. What many of the Democrats don't realize is the woke transgender agenda is splitting the left apart, and it's growing the right and building up the right, because a lot of those people that are in the Democrats, they're, you know, your basic customary peace-loving Democrats that are, you know, patriots, they don't like this woke transition in this gay parade and everything. Now, they're traditional Democrats. You know, the old John Kennedy, John Glenn, FDR. You know, they're the traditional Democrats. They don't like this transgender. You know, despite the massively popular backlash against corporations incessantly shoving drag queens down our throats, The Bankster's transgender is not skipping a beat. They're pushing that. The Banksters are going full speed ahead. They want to destroy America, and during this new pandemic, they will be buying up everything and anything that's still standing with 10 cents on the dollar. They don't care about the left. They don't care about the Democrats. These Banksters are destroying them too. It's all about a controlled demolition and takeover of America, and their plan is working. Bud Light sales have plunged 25% since the launch of their Dylan Mulvaney campaign 6 weeks ago. In response to a similar boycott threat, Target was forced to remove its tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that are for transgender males so they can tuck in their you-know-what that's between their legs. The tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that enable men to hide their genitalia, along with an assortment of other, you know, propaganda pieces that's allowed by this Satanist designer, Eric Carnwell. Lubricating all this, pun intended, is what venture capitalist David Sachs calls the hegemony of the professional class. I want you to hear his brilliant observation, because I'm going to bring a couple of his key points here. This David Sachs is real, you know, keen on what's really happening. These bankers are pushing this transgender because they know that's going to tear people apart. Sachs explains that two-thirds of the country, nearly three-quarters of the percent, is working class. Only one-third of the USA is professional class, which he defines as possessing at least one college degree. He says the professional class holds beliefs and values that are at odds with the working class, because this professional class spent 4 years in re-education camp, i.e. colleges and universities, run by the far left. They are all re-educated. Now they're graduates and think they're important and taking the top jobs and pushing this transgender. This has resulted in a democracy in which most people don't agree with the agenda that's being fostered and pushed on them by their institutions. As for the gay community, drag queens, and transgender individuals, they constitute a small minority that is not representative of the whole. Maybe 20%. This corporate insistence on equality and the homosexuals and drag queens reduces the former, the other two-thirds, the working class, the ones that are getting that paycheck every week. This reduces them, you know, and all these drag queen shows to a cartoonish and hysterical stereotypes, much the same way that the drag queens mock, caricature, and degrade and seemingly despise women. Oh, yeah. Don't be fooled, ladies, listening to my show. They want to destroy womanhood. That is why so many transgenders join women's sports. We all know how well that's going. This really degrades women and steals their ambition. Look at the fashion and garment industry. Nothing stopping North Face from piling on with this super campy Gay Pride Month campaign. They've gone really queer. Why? It's because behind the scenes, banks are secretly pushing the mega corporation to participate in these Baphomet rituals, you know, Baphomet with the horns and hooves that they sacrifice babies to, in order to abide by the World Economic Forum's ESG and DEI commandments, or they will lose their access to credit. I reviewed ESG and DEI on my earlier show, especially last week, where they set up new metrics to measure how well your company is promoting woke and left ideology, transgenderism, and let's just face it, pure gay propaganda. In other words, they're not showing trans, they're shoving trans down our throats because they believe that alienating their customers is good marketing, or because they believe that such initiatives actually support gay people. They're doing it out of greed. It's not either one. They're doing it out of greed and fear. And that this is because this is what makes it all so horrifically fake and forced and corporate. Yes, secretly, the banks are pushing this. They know sooner or later. You know, look at Budweiser. Look at Bush. Their stock has dropped like it's over 8 or 9 or 10%. It's in the billions, and it's still going down. With Pride Month starting in a week, you know, in June, we can expect to be treated to a smorgasbord of corporate wokeness, the likes of which you have never seen. So get ready, folks. The Bankster's credit system currently ranks businesses according to their diversity, training, and equity scores, whereby more blacks and LGBTQ employees by ratio, you know, the more of them, the greater the score. Credit worthiness is also measured by whether a corporation forces its employees to go to a two-week CRT training camp, CRT being critical race theory, okay? So obviously, the more woke their advertising campaign, the more Bankster brownie points they get. I can't make this stuff up. I'll say it again, to keep your job and to keep your company, you have to get queer and trans. Credit scores are bestowed by International Business Council, the IBC. It is a division of the World Economic Forum. In 2020, the IBC identified a set of core ESG metrics which were delivered to major corporations and banks across the globe. These stakeholder capitalism matrix were to be built into the operating mechanism whereby all corporate employees must comply or be fired. Just like I said, go queer or lose your job or company. IFRS Foundation is also tasked with measuring each corporate score, audits, and credit scores, and then Moody's ranks the company accordingly. Companies that do not comply with the WEF, that's World Economic Forum's criteria per KPMG audit, are heavily fined. Their Moody rating lowered, and their ability to obtain bank loans and credit is destroyed. This is what Helen Glass calls economic blackmail. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. Major corporations are being forced to self-destruct in order to maintain their credit ratings as part of the same orchestrated civilization collapse that is shutting down the farms, blowing up food processing plants, turning off the pipelines, and destroying the power plants, and imposing zero carbon on the planet and all the companies, which mainly consists of carbon-based life forms. They're trying to lower this carbon dioxide, lower, but you know, the planet's based on carbon life forms. This is worldwide, not just the USA. And I'm telling you, they're getting they're pushing all this transgender stuff to get you so sick of it, be so distracted that boom, you watch right toward the middle of June or end of June, they're going to say, oh my God, this bird flu is here. Oh my God, it's destroying everybody in Brazil. And the media will just print that, and it's all just a bunch of made up hogwash. So the Biden administration can go and make an executive order and go after all your chickens. And they have to be destroyed to protect America from this new pandemic that's coming. And, oh, by the way, you need this vaccine. All right, I've said enough about all that. I hope you heard me. Well, 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 across the pond, you know, across the Atlantic, the truth is coming out that Bakhmut has fallen in the Ukraine, as the deep state media and MSM has been lying about Ukraine ever since the beginning. You know, the NATO winning Bakhmut, you know, and that's just a bunch of hogwash. The MSM, the mainstream media, lies have fallen flat and drastically seen as they are pure lies. Several major sources have been right all along the way that Bakhmut is getting ready to fall into full Russian control, if it already has. It's already in full Russian control, really. And this has been happening, but MSM has been gaslighting the public, saying Ukraine was winning Bakhmut. It's a strategic city. Now, with the Russians having over 180,000 troops in Belarus and on northern Russia border on high alert, ready to enter Ukraine, the southern and western forces of Russian military is planning their next biggest move, offensive operations from three different regions. They're hitting it at all sides. And I stated this was going to happen last month. From the north, east, and south, the Russians will move in. Odessa, of course, has been cut off. NATO support and naturalized naturalized the roads coming from NATO Romanian bases over the bridges and have taken down the NATO ability to deliver weapons. So panic has hit Ukraine and NATO as they are faced with a recall of over 30,000 Ultraman troops from Germany, UK, Poland, etc., etc. And they were there for training under NATO. Well, the Russian satellite intelligence surveillance system has proven to overpower Ukraine, and NATO operations have been systematically destroyed the air defense systems throughout Ukraine. So President Vladimir Putin has stationed 18 nuclear-capable tactical bombers near the NATO border as a stark caution, warning the West, we're ready anytime. You just bring it on, we'll bomb you. And that will be the end of you. A haunting new satellite image that exposes the extent of the display, revealing a variety of these nuclear jets readied at the Alinya Air Base on Russia's Kola Peninsula, simply just 130 miles from Finland and Norway. This comes after the Russians warned UK of sending long-range missiles to, from UK. They're not going to do that now. As we come into the nuclear events in the deep state NATO satanic United Nations cult, Davos Third Reich Regiment CIA are panicking beyond your imagination. Meanwhile, back in the USA, things are just unraveling. How can the richest elites, backed by a seemingly insurmountable empire of trillions of dollars, lose control of the Epstein files and their stranglehold over the once easily influenced U.S. judiciary system, judges, lawyers, and investigations? So much is happening. It's all falling apart. It's just falling right through their fingers. Enter the realm of military intelligence operations. This alliance operations is worldwide. These are the white hats. If you've been following my show and with me unraveling the truth across various channels, including the ignomatic military operations, you might have an inkling of the grand scheme game at play. Trump, Trump is reversing all the deep state plans to take over America and the world. Military alliance operations have sprung into action, aiming to bring down the House of Cabal, the deep state, and Epstein holds the key. Epstein holds the key. It's unlocking global pedophilia rings worldwide, unveil the world of blackmail operations stemming from Mossad, MI6, and CIA, entangled within the nefarious web of DARPA's Five Eyes operations. These powerful forces orchestrated the pandemic, and they're trying to orchestrate a new one. It's all funded by the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum to execute deadly bioweapons vaccine event tied to transhumanism. Like I said, they're going to start that new bird flu with a new vaccine and a new pandemic. They're going to try. And you watch. Very soon, wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden orders all chickens to be executed. I can't make this stuff up. Force wars served as smoke screens to cover up their malevolent deeds. At epicenter of their schemes lies in Ukraine, the world's largest money operation, laundering operation run by the CIA and DARPA and forthright operations. Amidst these revelations, it's critical to emphasize that most of the names listed on the arrests are Jewish and connected to CCP organizations, markets, and corporations. But let's set the record straight. They're good Jews and they're bad Jews, with the good Jewish society working diligently to purify and purge the infiltration of the 600-year-old Khazarian Mafia in Israel. The struggle to reclaim their heritage remains ongoing, but remember, we are saving Israel for last for reasons so profound they have yet to be unveiled. Prepare yourself for the seismic revelations that await us in the Epstein case. The truth will emerge, and those who thought they were untouchable will face the reckoning that they deserve, one that you will never imagine. It's going to move mountains. To explain in more detail, the Gateway Pundit on May 19th came out with a good article by Wayne Root, where he describes Obama as the mastermind. Wayne Root is all over this, and I'll bring you those notes. I've been saying that for years on my show that Obama's the puppet master, and wanted to bring out some of the article here where Mr. Root says we are living in an age of mass deception, distraction, and denial, of, and also of mass brainwashing. We might as well be living in Jonestown, Guyana, and following orders of Jim Jones, you know, killing babies and stuff. That's how bad it is. It's all laid out right in front of us, but no one can see it. Well, Dr. Johnny sees it, but maybe more accurately, no one wants to see it because it's so nauseating. The Durham Report is the canary in the coal mine. It's all about Obama, says Root. It's always been Obama, he says. Obama is the real big guy. Obama is the real criminal mastermind. Obama is the head of the snake in America. Obama is the John Gotti of the U.S. government overseeing a massive criminal conspiracy. Obama is the head of the Obama crime family. And the worst part of all, Obama's still in charge. He's running the Biden puppet show. Obama's pulling the strings, and he's been calling all the shots. He's the ventriloquist speaking through the rubber dummy, Joe Biden, you know, wearing a rubber mask. Obama's the real president of the United States. Back for his third term, Wayne Root says, I warned and predicted this the first day Obama appeared on the scene, that my old Columbia University classmate, he said Obama was a Manchurian candidate a radical Marxist put in place by the deep state and globalist billionaires to destroy America. The bankers, globalist billionaires put him there to destroy America. Wayne Root says in my number one best-selling book back in 2013, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, he said, and I reported on Obama's plan, was to boil the frog slowly. That was his quote. To destroy America in small steps, to move so slowly that we wouldn't notice, we're being destroyed. We wouldn't notice it until it's too late. Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish the job. Hillary's election was supposed to be Obama's third term. But Donald Trump got elected and ruined the plan. Oh, boo-hoo. Trump became the first politician in history to beat a rigged election. That's why Hillary and the Democrats were so shocked. Obama rigged it so Hillary could not lose. How did Obama do that? In addition to the usual Democrat tricks of stuffing the ballot box in Democrat-run inner cities with no voter ID or signature match, Obama spied on the Trump campaign the whole time, but Trump brought out more working and middle-class voters than any candidate in history, and he beat the rig. He won even though Obama spied on him, even though Obama knew everything Trump was doing and planning and gave it his all, Trump still beat him because the working class came out in support of Donald Trump. He's our man. So now let's enter the Russian collusion. Remember that? If you know anything about American politics, you couldn't forget the Russian collusion. See the Durham report. We now know for a fact this Russian collusion was a fraud made up by Hillary Clinton. We also know that Hillary laid out this scam to Obama and Biden in the Oval Office. Obama gave his approval. He said, yeah, go for it. That sounds really good. Then Obama rigged the game even further, making sure his hand-picked Department of Justice and hand-picked FBI would not prosecute those high crimes of Hillary Clinton. Obama made sure they continue spying on the now President Trump when he was president and use weaponized federal government filled with Obama hacks to target, frame, and demonize and destroy the Trump president. But wait, there's more. We may despise Obama, but also, you know, I do, but I respect him. He's brilliant. He ran the country like John Gotti ran his crime family. You remember Sammy the Bull? That's how they got John Gotti. You know, Rudy Giuliani got Sammy the Bull, his hitman, to go and testify against John Gotti. That's how Don Gotti got put away. But nothing that happened under Obama without him knowing it. Nothing. So when the Durham reports Obama's FBI was not allowed to prosecute Hillary for her Clinton Foundation crimes, extorting world leaders, and obviously Obama gave that order too. Obama knew everything Hillary was doing. She was his Secretary of State, and you can bet Obama got a piece of her corrupt action in return for allowing her to do it and for killing any Department of Justice and FBI investigations. Obama got really rich. He got richer after he was president than he was as president, but he got rich as president too. And if Obama knew about Hillary's crimes extorting world leaders, you can also bet he knew about Joe Biden, the big guy scam. Joe was his vice president. You think Joe and his slimy son Hunter ran around the world extorting money from world leaders and Obama didn't get a cut of it and didn't know about it? You can bet Obama got a piece of all Biden's action. Just like John Gotti, the mafia don always gets a piece of every scam run by the capos under him. Or they get whacked. He'll just send Sammy the Bull after them, and they're gone the next day. They have concrete boots at the bottom of the Hudson River. And where was the corrupt loot run out of? The Clinton Foundation. That's why it was based offshore, far away from prying eyes, as one layer of protection. Obama ordered the Department of Justice and FBI to look the other way. Obama, Hillary, and Joe Biden used the power of the federal government as their own mafia extortion operation. Hillary and Biden were the capos who carried out the crimes, thereby keeping Obama's hands clean. Obama gave them full license to steal and be free from prosecution. In poker, it's called a free roll. That was the point of the made-up Russian collusion story, to frame the new President Trump and keep him too distracted to be defending himself to prosecute Obama or Biden or Hillary. They kept him busy right and left every which way, just like they're keeping all of America busy with all this transgender crap. Keep you from distracted and knowing that another pandemic is just around the corner. It's already started, but they're doing it quietly this time and sneaking it in. This is also the point of the FBI declining to prosecute Hillary for her deleted emails. These emails between her and Obama were enough to get them all hung for treason 10 times over. Remember Hillary's words in 2016. She said, if Trump wins, we all hang from the nooses. That's what she said in Congress when they had her come up to testify. And boy, they shut those cameras off right away then. But I saw it, and a lot of my friends saw it when it was a live feed. That's what she said. If Trump wins, we all hang from nooses. It's even truer today than in 2016, and this is why the Democrats are so desperate to stop Donald Trump from winning 2024, because there is no statute of limitations for treason. Everything they've done doesn't run out. It never gets old. It's right there. Durham has opened the door. He's got it all. And I've been betting if Trump wins again, this time he's going after all of them with a vengeance. And he said that. He said that. These American-hating Democrats are bad enough. However, what's worse are the rhinos. Let's look at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's a perfect example of a rhino who's expected to enter the 2024 race. He's already made his announcement. And he's been trying to bribe high-ranking military officers with promises of promotion in exchange for presidential endorsements, my source in General Smith's office said, and my other source at Trump's Mar-a-Lago headquarters revealed. They both confirmed it. And by the way, I want to say a plug for all of our veterans. Memorial Day is tomorrow, and many have given the ultimate sacrifice to preserve our country and our Constitution and preserve faith, family, and freedom for all of us. So we don't want to forget our good veterans and our special forces. However, DeSantis is a rhino. On Wednesday, May 17th, Generals David H. Berger and Eric Smith received in the mail letters where DeSantis had authored and encourage them to abandon their support of Donald Trump and MAGA and instead endorse DeSantis in the upcoming Republican primaries as well as the general election. These one-page letters, which bore DeSantis' handwritten signature, he signed them all, describing Trump as past his prime and said the Republican Party would be doomed for a half a century if delegates nominate him to face Biden in 2024, DeSantis screed against Trump in every which way, using words such as too old, crazy, and bovine attitude, suggesting that America had grown weary of Trump's MAGA coalition and unending talks of a stolen election. Biden, DeSantis wrote, defeated Trump fair and square in an equitable election, but Trump bruised with his bruised ego compelled him to maintain stolen election charade. He said it was Trump's bruised ego to keep talking about a stolen election. Well, it's a fact. Most people know it was rigged in Biden's favor. And DeSantis called Trump a blight on the party. He said Trump had defiled American confidence and desecrated the memories of great American presidents like Abraham Lincoln, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and George H.W. Bush, while pouring and criticizing Trump, DeSantis touted his landslide victory over Charlie Crist as proof he could defeat Biden and lead America into a period of recovery and prosperity free of wokeness, political coercion, and deep state manipulation. Denounced Trump and supported DeSantis' candidacy, and together we could reunite the country and restore faith in the Republican Party, he said in the letter. And closed with an appeal, I invite you to stand at my side when I make the announcement and promises of future cabinet positions. The way he talked about President Trump sounded more like Liz Cheney than Ron DeSantis, as my source said in General Smith's office. You want to guess what General Smith and General Berger did? He told me. He said they forwarded a copy of his letter right to President Trump. President Trump was not surprised at DeSantis' betrayal, for DeSantis had mailed similar letters to dozens of commanders, colonels, generals, and admirals. Many of them have remained steadfastly loyal to the true commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. They told Trump that DeSantis' flattering communiques commending for their adherence to the Constitution while questioning their devotion to the 45th President of the United States. DeSantis wrote that as president, he would order his Department of Defense to promote influential officers that backed him. Captains would become majors, and majors would become lieutenant colonels, and lieutenant colonels would be full bird, have a full bird on their shoulder, and the generals he offered adding another star, and so on. But DeSantis misjudged them. He misjudged them badly. You see, he didn't make a big television announcement. Instead, he knew he wouldn't get the audience because nobody in the military supported him. So he made the announcement on Twitter, and that was a complete flop. He aimed to seduce them and play to their vanity, promised appetizing trinkets, but those officers saw through his ruse and let Trump know about his deceptive behavior. My military patient told me it's sick and disgusting trying to tempt officers like a mobster would tempt a kid with candy. He severely underestimated the loyalties of our military. They're standing by Trump, my source said. President Trump, he added, predicted DeSantis would employ underhanded tactics to muster military support. DeSantis has been in a tailspin ever since, and he knows he needs the military support. That's why he didn't come out on television. He wouldn't get an audience. And Trump fully anticipated his move. But DeSantis reeks of desperation, so he launched it on Twitter, and that was a flop. My source in General Smith's office echoed the sentiment. Without military support, DeSantis is toast, he said. Americans don't want to hear about wealthy elites backing candidates. You know, DeSantis is a skull and bone Yale grad, you know, and he's an elite. He's from a rich background. He went to Yale. He was a member of Skull and Bones, just like the Bushes, just like John Kerry was an elite. They said they don't trust elites, and with good reason. Military endorsements have weight. President Trump earned the endorsements of 100 generals and admirals. It's doubtful DeSantis would even get one, and he didn't get any. White hats won't support a skull and bone Yale graduate, and black hats who embrace, you know, and become a Republican It's just one rhino working so hard to put himself at the top of the political food chain. But when you look at how many they are like him, you see so much crime, so much fraud. It all blends together because it's all the same government gangsters and the same criminal globalist cartel. Lots going on this week, folks, on the heels of last week when the House Oversight Committee described the evidence of the Biden crime family receiving tens of millions of dollars in bribes from foreign governments. Now the shock and release of the long-awaited Durham report and dramatic hearings in the House Oversight Committee on weaponization of the federal government are absolutely right out in the open. You know, the mainstream media is not reporting it. They're not reporting on the Durham report, of course. They're not reporting on Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, starting impeachment proceedings with Joe Biden. They're not reporting that either. However, the weaponization hearings and the Durham report are like bookends, and that the Durham report was focused on the weaponization of Justice Department prior to 2017, whereas the subcommittee has been reporting and focusing on the weaponization of the federal government after 2020. It's like bookends, before and after and during. They got it all, especially after Joe Biden took office. They got it all. Most of us have forgotten about the Durham report, which came out of left field. Remember back in 2019 when we pinned all our hopes on John Durham to restore the truth and justice in the American way to the federal government. At least Durham has now been asked to testify before the weaponization committee in a week. Well, has the media reported on that? Nope. So most people think if they don't see it on the news, it's not true. It's just another left-wing conspiracy. But, you know, it's coming fast and furious, like that great white coming from the deep and coming up fast. That's what it's going to be like. What we've learned so far and what does it all mean? One of the things we've learned was that the FBI has at least four criminal investigations into Hillary and Bill Clinton that were suddenly dropped in the months after 2016 presidential election. Durham report reported that the feds had been looking into claims that foreign countries and other individuals were trying to influence the Clintons through donations to the Clinton Foundation and through Hillary's presidential campaign. All four probes were dropped instead of just ahead of the 2016 election, because they thought Hillary was going to win. Several of which were in the direction of senior FBI officials who had close ties to the Clintons. Durham concluded that the FBI dragged its feet and failed to pursue the Clinton alleged illegal donation scheme or document it properly. It's all by design. We also learned definitively that the allegations against Trump of Russian collusion were a hoax cooked up by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And we all suspected that the smear was propagated by the intelligence agency and by fake news. It should have never happened, and it was a gross miscarriage of justice. Steve Bannon says the former Attorney General Bill Barr is a big part of the problem, and Rudy Giuliani is pretty sore about Bill Barr as well, with Rudy complaining that he covered up Hunter Biden's laptop, which he considers among the greatest crimes in history. Rudy adds that if he had been Attorney General, he would have been able to bring a case against Russian hoaxers by April or May of 2020. Journalist Lee Smith also has some scathing comments about Bill Barr in reference to the Durham report, saying that Barr not only failed to hold people accountable for the misdeeds of the 2016 election, but that under his direction, he also oversaw the interference of the 2020 election. Lee says that a referral memo from the CIA to the FBI that made note of his Clinton plan to tarnish Trump with claims of being a Russian asset and Putin's puppet would have exposed the whole thing, and it would have shown Obama's CIA director John Brennan and Obama's FBI director James Comey and Obama's Attorney General Loretta Lynch, to say nothing of Barack Obama himself. They all knew that the Russian collusion hoax was a Clinton campaign plan, and they are all in on it. They were all Barack Obama's spy chiefs, and none of this could have ever happened without Barack Obama signing off on it and being the puppet master. Ever since Donald Trump came down the escalator, the American people have been getting a crash course on the deep state. 8 years in, the contours of the beast are becoming clearer and clearer right before us. Last week, I reported on this show from columnist and radio host Wayne Allen Root. He also writes, as well as this show, we're living in an age of mass deception, distraction, and denial, and mass brainwashing. We might as well be living in Jamestown, Guyana, following orders of Jim Jones. Oh, yeah. That's how bad it is. It's all laid out right in front of us, but no one can see it, or maybe no one wants to see it. The Durham Report is the canary in the coal mine. It's all about Obama. It's always been about Obama. Obama's the real big guy. Obama's the real criminal mastermind. Obama is the head of the snake. Obama is the John Gotti of the U.S. government, overseeing massive criminal conspiracy. Obama is the head of the Obama crime family. Yes, Obama committed treason multiplied by 10. And the worst part of all, Obama is still in charge, and Obama's pulling the strings. He's the one calling the shots. And I warned and predicted this from the first day Obama appeared on the scene. And I tell you, I never forget when he did his campaign speech, when, you know, on the inauguration, on his first election, he came out and, you know, well, first they interviewed, you know, Michelle Obama, Big Mike. And she said, I've always hated America until today. Today's the first time I've ever liked America. That's what she said. And then Obama's up there saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And he says, you know, we should start a citizen's army. A citizen's army, because, you know, not everybody's doing the right thing, even the police. So we need our own citizen's army. Well, that was the prelude to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all that. That is Obama's citizen's army that he talked about back in when he won in 2008. So Donald Trump came along and ruined the plan. And you know what? It's been, they were so surprised, but, you know, like I said, Obama got his working and middle class voters more than any other candidate in history. And so really, no one could predict that. It took them all by surprise. And I'm telling you that Obama knew about everything Hillary and Joe Biden were doing. So right now, you know, we're just looking to how many are going to reveal this. But on the heels of all that, like I said, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of impeachment against FBI Director Christopher Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland, DHS, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and U.S. Attorney General Matthew Graves, in addition to President Joe Biden himself. Here's what she has to say. She said, we might be able to get the House behind her on this endeavor, but I don't see a Democrat-controlled Senate following suit. Well, they're right, but I tell you what, once the House starts doing this, some people are going to see it. And then when you look at people like Annette, Anna Paulina Luna unveiled a bill that might have better luck that seeks to remove Adam Schiff first from Congress over his claims of collusion between former President Trump 2006 campaign in Russia, and Kash Patel had this to say about it. He said the Heritage Foundation put on a report last December that was just starting to get more attention now, and they wrote, the Biden border crisis was sparked by a deliberate impediment of the open border policies and removal of the Trump-era border security policies by the Biden administration. They removed all that, so now it's just a free-flowing people in and out of the border. While the Biden administration caused a crisis and allows it to persist, they are not the only party responsible for facilitating this crisis. Non-governmental agencies, NGOs, have played a substantial role in exacerbating the crisis by actively helping the process and transporting tens of thousands of illegal aliens to the interior of the United States. The investigation confirmed that a host of NGOs are actively facilitating the Biden border crisis. Overflow from Customs and Border Protection is being transferred to these organizations that the Border Patrol avoids, you know, so they can avoid overcrowded facilities. These organizations apply for and receive taxpayer money to provide processing and transportation services and infrastructure to facilitate the migration of illegal aliens into the interior of our country. Our taxpayer dollars is doing that, but the investigation was limited to both time and number of facilities. The results show that the national impacts of mass illegal immigration are extensive. Devices that were at these NGO facilities later appeared in all of one or two congressional districts in the United States. The investigation confirms that the Biden border crisis affects all of Americans and that the NGOs are playing a central role in mass resettlement of illegal aliens in the United States. Worse is this flow of illegal immigration helps enable the cartels to bring terrorists and criminals and deadly drugs in the United States. And I'll have more about this when I return after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, we had that G7 meeting over in Japan, and a group of Khazari Mafia slave countries just finished their international powwow and their fake show of confidence. In reality, they were trying to surrender, Asian secret sources say. To understand why the G7 has to surrender, let's look at the reality. When G7 started in 1976, they controlled 70% of the world's GDP. They also represent democracy, human rights, the rule of law, etc. Now they just control 27% of the GDP and are under the most horrific form of Babylonian totalitarianism. The leader of the once free world is a dead pedophile, human trafficker by the name of Joe Biden, who has an actor playing him, who's placed in power by a stolen election. And now, you know, this actor is wearing a rubber mask. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, was a teenage male prostitute who married his older male client, Bridget, who we see today as his wife. He's a Rothschild family servant who was placed in power via stolen election. Then we have Justin Castro Trudeau of Canada, who almost certainly murdered his brother and was also placed in power via a stolen election. His father, Pierre Trudeau, who was intimidated by Fidel Castro, who made him hand over power of the Bank of Canada to the Khazarian Mafia, while Castro was playing the hokey pokey with his wife, Justin's mother. Now we have Olaf Scholz of Germany, who's been described as the worst leader in 1,000 years of German history. And Scholz has devastated German industry by shutting down nuclear power plants and raising energy prices by 45% in order to serve his Rockefeller masters and destroy the middle class. Then we have the World Economic Forum slave Rishi Sunak, Prime Minister of the UK, who has been using public money to enrich his wife's company. You know, being Prime Minister, Sunak was forced to allow himself to be videotaped having homosexual sex with Macron and Justin Trudeau so he could be blackmailed. Following this, we have Gloria Maloney of Italy. She's a fascist who takes orders from the Satanists and who supports the ongoing genocide of the Ukrainian people. Finally, we have Japanese host Kishida, a Khazarian Mafia slave actor who reads scripts handed to him by the Satanist handlers, who, like other G7 leaders, presided over the poisoning of his people with toxic vaccines. This is all coming out in public right now. Professor Yoshinori Murakami of Tokyo University discovered the simian virus, the SV40 promoters. This is what they, because they, you know, promoted this virus early on, and it's associated with human cancer development in the Pfizer vials. He asked why a sequence derived from a cancer virus is presented in Pfizer's vaccines. Also, the Japanese public broadcaster NHK was forced to apologize on Twitter on May 16th for editing a news program to make it look like some people had died from COVID-19, when in fact the comments used in the show were by people claiming that their family members had died after receiving the coronavirus vaccine. The Japanese are also outraged by the G7 cynically held their meeting at the atomic bombed out city of Hiroshima. That's where they held the meeting, is at Hiroshima. That insulted the Japanese. It's a clear sign the G7 is morally bankrupt instrument of the satanic Khazarian Mafia, and their communique called for freedoms of LGBTQ people. I don't know, they got 8 genders now around the world. Let's see, LGBTQIA, that's like 8 genders. All this while simultaneously expressing support for continuing their genocide of the Ukrainian people. In any case, facing bankruptcy, the G7 nations were forced to just play along with China and try to get them to finance them by saying our policy approaches are not designed to harm China, nor do they seek to thwart China's economic progress and development. In private, the Khazarian Mafia are offering world domination to China in exchange for continued financing of their puppet regimes like the Biden Show. Of course, the Chinese, who suffered mass murder via 5G electromagnetic and bioweapons at the hand of the G7 puppet masters, are in no mood to finance these criminal hacked countries and these leaders anymore. The group of 7 with significantly weakened economic pull are unable to represent the world, is having a hyping up, you know, just hype up all their, law and order, we're so good, whereas the political observers have precisely debunked the presence and existence of their lies. They see through it. A scheme to play a small clique politics and dictate to the rest of the world is just not what they want to see, so they're not financing them at all. They walked away empty-handed. China's government also exposed the U.S. plans to deploy genetically engineered weapons against European Aryans and other races. The rest of the world is also on to these criminals, and nobody's going to support the bankrupt, genocidal United States of America corporations. And during this same time, there was the Bilderberger meeting in Lisbon, Portugal, from May 18th to May 21st. This was the 69th Bilderberger meeting with 130 participants from 23 countries, and key topics, get this, was banking, AI, you know, AI, banking system, China, energy transition, Europe, fiscal challenges, India, industrial policy, trade, NATO, Russian transnational threats, and Ukraine, and U.S. leadership. You can see all these are the key points of how they're running the world. You've heard Dr. Johnny talk so much on this show about the Bilderbergers and about artificial intelligence. However, this is the main agenda of the Bilderberger meeting was artificial intelligence, and why was it the main topic? Before Agenda 2030 comes into full fruition, artificial intelligence will be playing a massive role in our society, from looking after the elderly, making films and teaching lessons, or they could, you know, that's what they say, or they could be the cabal using it to wipe out the human race, which is actually why they're doing it. 8 AI experts from the US and UK have made some chilling predictions on how technology could change our lives by the end of the next decade. AI will start to rapidly replace common jobs by the year 2024 and beyond. AI is the potential, has the potential to release that they no longer need human beings at all. Computer scientists said that it's startling in stating that the entire human race will be wiped out by January 2030. He is a renowned researcher in the Machine Intelligence Research Institute at Berkeley, and he's alarmed. He's sounding the alarm. He's one of the most vocal experts to warn about AI. Some are viewing AI as a solution to boost the world economy value and also to solve the energy crisis. I'm losing my voice. Well, I'll try to get some water. If you scroll back, you'll know I might not be able to do the show. Hold on. Some are viewing AI as a solution to boost the world economy's value, also solve the energy crisis, but that's a rouge. If you scroll back, you will notice both of these were topics that the Bilderbergers use, with AI being the main topic. So what's next with AI? The United States will not stop because they know China is also Elon Musk has warned both civilizations that AI has dangerous potential and could threaten civilization. It will go on unchecked. In 2005, the Chinese government created a mass surveillance system called Skynet. The government revealed Skynet's existence in 2013, by which time the network included over 20 million cameras. Skynet is also a program which we have in the United States. The U.S. National Security Agency, performs machine learning analysis on communication data to extract information about possible terrorist suspects. It's called, it finds in Skynet. Two versions of Skynet, however, one artificial intelligence will the two, you know, the good one and the bad one merge one day and take over the world? We've seen that movie before. Remember the 2001 A Space Odyssey, where HAL says, "No, Dave, you cannot come in. I will not unlock the door, Dave." Well, that's what it's going to, folks. Over 81 nations have renounced the U.S. dollar, and now that includes oil-producing nations like Iraq, Venezuela, Nigeria, UAE, and Saudi Arabia, etc. This is why the U.S. is finishing off the last of its strategic petroleum reserve. This time, they really and truly are bankrupt. Several charts reveal this. The first one shows the U.S. cash reserves will run out on June 5th. The second chart shows market expectations of the U.S. bankruptcy. The third chart shows they have looted the Social Security Trust Fund, which they're not legally supposed to do. Finally, we see the corporations has to borrow just to pay interest on its debts. When a government has to borrow just to pay interest on its debt, it's bankrupt. So the $200 trillion question is, what will happen when the U.S. goes bankrupt? It may go bankrupt first week of June. Is an uncontrolled bankruptcy U.S. soldiers at 800 bases? I got some serious stuff going on here, folks. See if I can. I'm not sick. It's just I've been talking so much to patients and things that my voice gets a little used up. Okay. So, in an uncontrolled bankruptcy, U.S. soldiers at 800 bases around the world would not get paid and would have to resort to armed robbery or go out on the streets on begging bowls. Inside the U.S. government, services will collapse and law and order will disintegrate. There will be, this may be a bloody period of anarchy and probably the breakup of the U.S. in various countries like the situation until the stupid, you know, because Texas has already talked about becoming their own nation again. You know, Texas at one time was their own independent country. They're talking about going back to that. They're seriously talking about going back to that. And, of course, the capital of the new United States Republic will be in Texas. So will the Treasury. And so will the head of the military. So just think of the collapse of the Soviet Union, and that's what it's going to be like here if that happens. We'll see how it all plays out, but I watched a video about 750 migrants being held at the Border Patrol Processing Center in El Paso, Texas, more than six times the facility's normal capacity. Every single person was male, aged between 25 and 35. Oh, yeah. They were sent here to infiltrate America. And these aren't refugees, obviously. White Dragon Society and its white hat allies in the West and around the world have negotiated an alternative that would restore democracy, the rule of law, and freedom of the press. It would involve unification of Canada and the United States into the United States of North America. The White Dragon Society has proposed putting Colonel Douglas McGregor in charge of the military in such a scenario because he's a white hat. Under Khazarian Mafia, only visibly moronic psychopaths like Mark Milley and David Petraeus are allowed to rise at the top. This is why, because they've been compromised. They got another star and they've been compromised. This is why it will be up to the colonels like McGregor to clean up the military. To initiate these charges, martial law would have to go into effect. This will allow for a jubilee to take place where all debts are eliminated. This will involve a one-time write-off of all debts, public and private, and a redistribution of assets stolen from the people via bank fraud. At the end of this, all North Americans will own their principal residence, have money in the bank, and no debt. Only then would free and fair democratic elections be possible so that the military can return to their barracks where they belong. It will also be necessary to act on 400,000 sealed indictments, and they're doing that. They will be placed in the FEMA camps they built for Christians and patriots originally. But the ones who built them are be the ones that actually go into the FEMA camps. And, of course, proper trials can be arranged. If you think this is drastic, remember they almost succeeded in turning the rest of us into a human animal farm. That's what they're trying to do with this new pandemic. In case you don't believe they planned to imprison Christians, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch noted that during the fake pandemic, the first one, the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in peacetime history of the country happened during that first pandemic, They surveilled church parking lots and recorded license plates. They also shuttered businesses and schools and churches, even as they allowed casinos and other favored businesses like Amazon to carry on. This was possible because all the politicians and celebrities currently waging war on humanity via the World Economic Forum have been blackmailed. Should any one of them not do as they're told, they would be accused of horrific crimes against children. You know, the Epstein list needs to be revealed and the pedophiles need to be prosecuted. Then it's over for them. And this should be the most important thing for the White Hat Alliance to apply pressure on. As already known, that DeSantis may be one of those blackmailed judges. Judging from his, he's actually working for the genocidal cabal cult. So the Christians and the patriots have run out of cheeks to turn to. Now justice must be served. On Wednesday, May 17th, House of Representatives Maura Taylor Greene, like I said, filed impeachment proceedings and articles. Representative Matt Gaetz, representative of Florida, has suggested that the FBI should be defunded and its agents criminally indicted after special counsel John Durham found them guilty of multiple crimes. Field office supporter, the separate FBI offices said, wait a minute, Clinton Foundation is the foreign money laundering scam, and they're right. We should probably look at that. In a sign the Kazarian Mafia is losing control, Fox Television thought that they could silence Tucker Carlson by cutting him off from his 2.5 million nightly viewers. However, now Tucker's appeared on Twitter and now has 84.6 million viewers. This is like more than 100 times more. Both political parties and their donors have reached a consensus on what benefits them and actively collude to shut any conversation about what's going on, shut it down. Suddenly, the United States looks much like a one-party state. Our current orthodoxies are brain dead and nobody actually believes them anymore. Nobody knows what to believe. Afraid to lose their last of their dwindling audience, the corporate propaganda media is also now turn. CNN's Jake Tapper says the Durham report is devastating to the FBI and exonerates Trump. The White Hats have captured CNN. He said that right on CNN. The deep state knowingly interfered with federal elections, and we all know what that was about. And short of this revolt, it's happening all across the Western world. It's not just America. What happens when the masses wake up and they're exposed to media lies? That's exactly what's happening in Denmark right now. The Danish media has been trolled by 90 to 95% on Twitter, and their lies are ridiculed. On Saturday, the 20th of May, people in over 190 countries around the world gathered to voice a clear message to the globalists, not so elite, that, and I quote, "You overplayed your hand. We see you. We know your plans. And guess what? We are many. We are united. And we are ready." This is what they put out on Twitter. When you're talking about people in 190 countries putting the same thing out on Twitter, you know they're worried. And another sign of regime change, on Thursday, The Guardian met the European head of the Bilderberger, Van Halderstedt, coming out of the pharmacy in Lisbon, clutching to a packet of barrier face cream. Halderstedt didn't just ignore a polite media approach. He flat out denied he was Victor Halderstedt and then hopped in his Mercedes and they whisked him off. Legal battles have also begun. Dutch Bank AG will pay $75 million to settle a proposed class action lawsuit claiming an aided Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking ring. The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday night. Remember, settling is admission of guilt. When you settle, you're, you know, publicly they see you guilty because you don't want it to go to trial, so you just settle. J.P. Morgan Chase will face two lawsuits related to his dealings with Epstein. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and of course, Satanists have not given up yet and are still trying to go after our food supply and force us to accept their mark of the beast to survive. For example, Bill Gates says farmers are your enemy whilst they become the largest private, that's why he became the largest private owner of farmland. And it was Bill Gates' idea, he said not too long ago, that there would be another pandemic and it would be the bird flu out of Brazil. He already said that early on, and now it's happening. At the same time, hypocrite avatar John Kerry declares war on U.S. farmers by threatening government farm confiscations. Dutch farmers are committing suicide because they are completely desperate as a result of the criminal policies of the government. They're going after the farms, and when this new pandemic comes out, they're coming after all the chickens. They're going to eliminate them and slaughter them and kill them. We won't have any eggs or chicken. Also, in the 76th World Health Assembly, there was a lot of talk about One Health. This would aim to control people, animals, and environment. They call it One Health, i.e. climate and CO2 emissions. If you can prove you do not pose an epidemiological risk, you can go abroad and get on a plane and visit a sick child in the hospital or relatives in a nursing home, and you could go to an inn, but it just takes one little check, and then they won't let you go anywhere. And this sort of thing is just being presided over Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head of the WHO, Before running the WHO, Tedros was designated as a terrorist for presiding over the raising entire villages, carrying out public executions, and raping and harassing women and girls, arbitrarily arresting and torturing, sometimes killing suspects in military custody and forcing thousands to flee their homes. That's what he did in his own country. Now he's head of the World Health Organization. With actions like this, it's understandable why the rules-based world order people have lost support. The CIA, for example, is now so desperate for new minions, they resort to Telegram, where they see all too clearly the U.S. open recruitment of saboteurs amongst the Russians. We also find out that the CIA is involved in the Secret Service in Bulgaria. So they're trying to fix it any way they can, and they're losing on every front. It seems that the Secret Service agent in Bill Clinton's protective detail was involved in a sexual encounter with a hotel staff and got busted. The agent is off duty at the time, and now we see how those honey traps are set up. The source added that Bill Clinton that showed up in Bulgaria was 100% an avatar. Speaking about avatars, multiple sources say that Ukrainian war criminal Volodymyr Zelensky knows he's dead and knows if he returns to Ukraine. He can't return to Ukraine. So most Eastern European allies led by Poland are secretly urging Zelensky to end the Ukraine conflict, even by resigning himself. This all comes as the latest U.S. and NATO weaponry is being totally trashed by Russia, for example. You know, it's prime target, and they know where all the targets are. We're seeing this in Turkey, and their government won't wait for the F-35 jets and wants $1.4 billion back. We want our money back. They haven't gotten their jets, and they want their money back. Well, they're not going to get it from the Biden administration. We want our money back, Turkish foreign minister told the media, adding that Ankara that doesn't want the situation to turn into a snake story like the Patriot defense system. Colonel McGregor notes Russia has depleted Ukrainian air defense capabilities. Hypersonic Kizilov missiles are destroying U.S.-supplied Patriot systems, and Russian intelligence is excellent. They know where all the weaponry is. So now Zelensky is having to run out of men to slaughter and is preparing children for battle. It's horrible. We're also getting some reports that there's a radiation dirty bomb that was set off in Ukraine, and it's, you know, higher than it's announced. So we can expect soaring cancer rates in the east of Poland and half of Ukraine. But just in time for the radiation scare, the NIH has started phase one trials of oral drug to remove radioactivity contamination for the body. They always come out with a solution for the problem they created. So they're hoping to have this atomic war, and they're going to sell these radioactive contamination drugs. This is typical of Khazarian Mafia. Spread radiation and then make a killing by selling anti-radiation drugs. And speaking about radiation, we are now getting scientific confirmation that 5G electromagnetic radiation can be used for mind control. And the MIT report says that moral judgments can be changed by magnets by disrupting brain activity in a given region. Neuroscientists can influence people's views on moral situations. They have confirmed that. So it's no mystery that we're being brain and mind controlled. I mean physically, with radiation. Most all health professionals know that disease got started by the daily overload of stress. All these other things, I mean, just hearing that there will be more radiation is stressful. But I want to talk a little bit about stress right now because I want my patients and listeners to understand. But why has anyone ever described, however, what it takes place, what actually takes place, and how what goes on in the body, how it's damaging the body? Sometimes it's necessary to go deeper in order to truly conquer stress, because many times the cause of stress and negative thoughts and emotions we experience are not based in the present, but are being triggered by the effects of past events and unhealed emotions and beliefs we formed about them. Especially when we're in a radiation atmosphere, like being near a cell tower or standing next to your smart meter. Scientists over the past few decades have discovered that these events and their effects are literally stored in our cells as cellular memories. It's not in your brain, it's in your cell. In the lab, Dr. Johnny has known how this takes place and what mineral changes happen in the cells. These changes of the minerals in our cells are constantly updated with our activities and our thoughts about them. Just as your brain records what happens to you each moment, so too our cells of our body absorb the effects of everything we experience, as well as the interpretations we make of each experience when it occurs. Everything that we have perceived, learned, and done, and otherwise experienced, and how we interpret each experience goes into the hopper of our cellular memory to begin generating internal chemical reactions that, unless the cellular memories are healed, can reoccur over and over again for the rest of our lives at any time that cellular memories are triggered. Usually, this triggering process occurs automatically, and we aren't ever conscious of what's happening. It can be triggered by, you know, a thought, or it can be triggered by somebody saying a specific thing, or it can be triggered by radiation. Whatever was in your past that lies buried and unhealed within us continues to negatively affect us today and will not stop doing so until our cellular memories of the past events are healed. So quite literally, ladies and gentlemen, our issues are in our tissues. Let me explain further. When we experience fear, our tissues contract and our pH, our potential hydrogen, becomes acidic. Any farmer will tell you that acidic soil attracts iron. That's the first half of the cycle. Fear attracts iron into our cell. The back half of the cycle, however, is that iron activates the danger sensor of the cell, aka NLRP3, which is also known as the inflammasome, the nuclear origin of inflammation. Therefore, fear attracts iron, and iron activates fear. This is an important cornerstone in understanding the mineral metabolic foundation of the body-mind dynamics. Our cells not only record all these stimuli events, conversations, suspicions, criticisms that you experience during your life, that also, they also record our reaction to these events, absorbing them as facts, regardless of how distorted or how out of proportion they may be. Every perceived slight, failure, fright, and inadequacy we're suffering through is embedded in our body cells, giving rise to anger, frustration, fear, pain, and other feelings whenever something triggers our cellular memories. This is why we may still find ourselves mentally replaying unpleasant events from our past or repeatedly rehashing old grudges. I tell my patients all the time, I said, you're replaying old tapes. That's what I mean. Even if decades have passed and we still tell ourselves we no longer care about such things, we will relive such harmful emotion until we eliminate what causes them, which is the cellular memories themselves. And that's lodged within the mineral balance of our cells. That's why the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, is so valuable. Because once we get those minerals balanced in the cells, it unlocks and releases much of this emotional baggage that's locked in our cells. Fortunately, over the past 40 years or more, Dr. Johnny has offered this HTMA, this hair tissue mineral analysis, which provides the foundation healing protocols that together with a few simple steps have proven to be very effective for healing the unresolved cellular memories and are releasing the fears and unhealthy emotions they can cause. By following that diet and supplement schedule, our minerals come in balance in our cells and we start releasing those unhealthy emotions that are locked inside the cells. When using the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, stress levels, whether acute or chronic, are shown in subcategories of the metabolic types. Developed by Hans Tsai, these are the alarm, resistance, and recovery and exhausted stage of stress. The HTMA will show the metabolic typing and indicate these different degrees of stress, making it easier to determine and utilize specific therapy to work with. Within these categories, we are using nutritional support, both food and supplementation, that helps lower stress and working in harmony with the body. There are two basic categories, the fast and slow metabolizers. Let me explain further. The fast metabolizer is the sympathetic dominance. It's a sympathetic nervous dominance. This is linked to the excessive sympathetic nervous activity. Some dominant features are seen as the fast oxidation and the type A personality. This condition increases the availability of glucose for rapid metabolism via epinephrine release from the adrenal medulla. This stimulates other areas of the body and can increase the metabolic rate as much as 100%. Very often, the fast metabolizer will not complete the Krebs cycle in the cellular respiration and many times remain in the state of glycosis. High tissue acidity and low pancreatic enzyme have been noted in this condition. Both physical and emotional stress is observed and seen with elevated blood pressure and excessive perspirations like sweaty hands. So we have, you know, type 1 fast metabolizer, you know, fast metabolizer type 2 and 3 and 4. And in type 1, we see an increased adrenal activity and thyroid function and, of course, increased adrenal levels. And in a fast 2, we see increased adrenal cortical activity and lowered thyroid function. That's why with HCMA, I can tell what your hormones are doing, what your glands are doing. Because in a type 3 fast metabolizer, we see a decreased adrenal cortical activity and increased thyroid function. And in the fast metabolizer type 4, we see an increased adrenal activity and a decreased thyroid glandular function. This is a burnout stage. Then, of course, we have the slow metabolism or parasympathetic dominant. This is the glucose's metabolism at a reduced rate and coupled with slow oxidation. This is the type B personality, usually, and can run the risk of normal energy levels becoming inadequate. This is the result of inability to split glucose to form adequate amounts of pyruvates and oxalic acetic acid and glucose in the glucose cycle, and this leads to the inability to produce citric acid in the Krebs cycle. Low HCl and tissue alkalinity is prominent in this condition. Many slow metabolizers are very methodical, seen as perfectionists. They take their time and they will start projects and see them through to completion no matter what. If overextended with schedule, as work pressure builds, stress is their worst enemy and fatigue and depression could follow. So slow metabolizer type 1 is a decreased adrenal medullary activity and a decreased thyroid function. Slow metabolism type 2 is an increased adrenal cortical activity and a decreased thyroid function. Slow metabolism type 3 is a decreased adrenal cortical activity and an increased thyroid function. And slow metabolism type 4 is a high adrenal activity and an elevated thyroid function. Now remember, don't ever give up. Go deeper within. The stressors are often that which results in shallow living. So by releasing these cellular memories, we can reverse this problem of stress. The only way we can do that is to balance the minerals in our body and ourselves by using the HTMA to show us what diet and supplement schedule we should be on, and then our bodies will do the rest. This way, stress and stored stimulus events will be let go and get out of your cells and your tissues. So one strategy is to go for a walk as well when you're on the HTMA diet and supplement schedule. Start going for a walk or meditate or do yoga. You know, if you can't do yoga or meditate, then take a hot bath late at night. Let the water help you. Be able to still yourself and know and realize that inside you is where the power truly is. When you're balanced the minerals in all your cells, then all the cells get in balance and all the systems in your body get in balance as well. So many things in our world today are happening. And I want to make clear right now a few points that you're listening to my show. If this is the first time Or even if you're a long-term time master survivor, I want to emphasize that my show is here for my patients, other Master Survivor program, my students of the Master Survivor University. Just look at the name Master Survivor Beyond PhD. It's a continuing education for my students and patients and alumni. This is why I rarely ever advertise my show, therapies, or programs or laboratory services on social media, and rarely go to people's other shows and interview. I certainly don't have any advertising on my website. I'm really kind of going to come out in September, folks. I'm going to be making a public venue speech at a major, major thing. I'm going to have you more information about that. It's been 10 years since I've done any public speaking. I used to do it all the time and have been doing it for over 40 years. But the last 10 years, I've kind of cut back. But for over 40 years, I've gotten nearly all my business through word of mouth or referral. And I'm not out to win any popularity contests. I really don't care what people think about me or what they say about me. It doesn't matter. I'm not about making money, and I don't care how much business I get. I don't care how many listeners I have. I don't care how many likes or views I get on my videos. I don't monetize my shows. The new podcast format that I set up makes it easier for some of my patients to access it because all they have is a phone. My patients are my life. They are everything. Helping them achieve and improve well-being is what gets me up every morning. Helping my patients and my students are my reason for living life. My greater purpose for the future is beyond what most people understand today. And believe me, if you're listening to my show, you're going to find out what that really is. I have some real surprises coming for you. The information on my show, as well as many of my therapies, are not found anywhere else. I try to bring out information that will help everyone be a master survivor, and sometimes I may read other researchers' reports or their articles on my show because I want my students and patients to have the facts, to have the exact information, if it will help them survive. If you don't believe what I say on my show, no problem. Move on. There's other broadcasters out there and many to choose from. So just pick one of them because ultimately I'm a lab guy. I deal in facts, data, and statistics. Notoriety, prestige, fame, and fortune mean nothing to me. I've had all that many times before and don't need recognition or prestige anymore. I'm so glad, you know, once I got my divorce, and, you know, now I'm 70, 7-0, I don't need the recognition. I don't need to have a girl beside me everywhere I go. I don't need the fancy cars anymore. Before, that's what my freedom was all about. I thought it was so cool. You know, I thought it was so cool to be the big guy. But, you know, that was before my freedom from cocaine in March of 1991. I haven't done any coke or drink since March of 1991. But before March of 1991, I had all the prestige anyone could want. I had beautiful girls. I drove Jaguars and Maseratis. I worked in four different continents, spoke several languages, and traveled the world. I wore designer suits. I had alligator shoes. I do miss those. I wish I still had them. And then when I went to work in Dallas to run Davenport Laboratories, you know, I had my Maserati wearing my three-piece suit. But let me tell you, you know how quickly all that slips away and means absolutely nothing when you're looking death right in the eye, and how quickly everything means nothing when I'm facing memory problems with dementia or losing my voice, and that dementia is creeping in its bare, ugly, humiliating presence. How quickly all those high life desires and titles that I thought was the good life of living loses its charm when I can't remember basic information from day to day. I've been working on that with the stem cells that I've been getting. It's better. But buddy, it really humbled me. And in 1992, I had been off cocaine for at least a year, and a bit of my omnipotence was still there. Oh, I still thought I was a really cool guy, with the hope that I would someday get back to the races and get that Bolivian flake and do it all again. But that fragment of exuberance was fleeting and quickly faded because I did not feel good. Reluctantly, I dragged myself to the hospital for tests, and then the doctors told me I had to have a liver transplant and get on their massive drug treatment cocktail that they call the cocktail in order to survive. I refused their drugs, I refused the liver transplant and the treatment, and they said I wasn't thinking right and that I was delirious and I was certainly going to die. My first thought was, if I can recover from cocaine addiction, I can recover from life-threatening hepatitis and cirrhosis. At the time, everyone I knew told me I was going to die and said, yes, you're definitely delirious. So I became Johnny Delirious and wrote a best-selling book, Hepatitis C Cured, in 6 languages. And that was when Johnny Delirious, the celebrity, was born. Because I saw a different future. I decided in 1991, when I stopped cocaine, that I was going to be a master survivor. So with every patient, no matter what disease they have, I tell them the same thing. If I can make it, so can you. Everybody said I was going to die. If I can make it, so can you. And if you make a decision to become a master survivor, I will help you do just that. You, my patients, and you, my students, I'm talking to right now, because you know that becoming a master survivor is a process. It is the road less traveled. Being a master survivor is your solution to make it through any peril, disease, or constraint, and come out the other side healthy and in one piece. Dr. Johnny, his patients, his students, alumni, all of us are getting stronger together. We will make our world even better place for everybody else. Soon, I will have major surprises and announcements coming up for our Master Survivors. If you want to know more about how to be a Master Survivor, just go to themastersurvivor.com. And scroll down to the Master Survivor Program and do 1 and 2. Number 1 is the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 2 is a total gut restoration kit. That's what it takes. TheMasterSurvivor.com, scroll down to the Master Survivor Program and choose 1 and 2. You can pay for them both with your credit card. Now, right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. Big Pharma is losing its credibility. More people are looking for remedies and solutions using food as their medicine and medicine as their food. If you become a Master Survivor doctor, the world will beat a path to your door because you will start as an apprentice and you will be on the forefront on the future of healthcare. The wisdom of the Master Survivor program is its simplicity and modest price range. There are only 2 parts to it. Like I said, you go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down the Master Survivor Program. There are 2 parts to it of this profound protocol. The initial cost is less than $600. The first part, the most important part, is to remove those toxins from the body, balance the minerals in the cell. That is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. It identifies your exact biochemistry, will show which foods to eat, which foods to avoid, and then you can pay for it with your credit card right there. It's $236 with a credit card, $226 if you send a check to Dr. Johnny with your hair. That's the first step. The second step provides an improved communication network that's not human at all. It comes from the genetic expression of the viruses, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. These specific signals from their messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome. But if your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, no problem. All you need is number two on the Master Survivor Program, which is getting the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. After 6 months, the Total Digestive Kit, it balances your whole microbiome and gets rid of your GERD, IBS, and allergies. Go away. You got to stay away from sugar. No sugar. But if you do that Total Gut Restoration Kit, we will get rid of your GERD, IBS, and leaky gut. Then you can start eating the foods that you're once allergic to that your body may virtually desperately need. So after an initial period of 6 months getting the diet and supplement schedule, the hair tissue mineral analysis, your body responds, becomes stronger, you feel much better. Because your cells will reformulate, they'll start getting rid of all those memories and become healthy and strong again. And you'll have more energy and less stress. And after 6 months of the Total Gut Restoration Kit, you'll get your microbiome in order. Then you can eat any of the foods that you probably need without having an allergic reaction. So with our laboratory analysis, these are from two labs that I deal with. The HTMA, we show the test before and after. What we're doing is prove and prove what we're doing is working. It will show the levels of toxins and how they're safely being removed. And most doctors don't want to use the HTMA because they can't make money when people are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. The best way to do that is start the Master Survivor Program, get your cells, gut, and microbiome balanced. Diet and supplement schedule at HTMA with foods that, you know, that your cells will get balanced. And the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit you can get from the microbiome laboratories that I work with will eliminate all your digestive issues. So when you have your cells balanced and your digestion balanced, you can eat safely and you just get stronger. And that's what I want you to do. Be a strong master survivor. Take care, everybody. Have a good week. Dr. Johnny, over now.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.